Now, lastly, the program says, I'm supposed to say what we have learned. I have no idea what you have learned, so I'm going to share with you some of the things that I think I have learned. Number one, and the thing that I think was most important, is how many times did we get reaffirmation that 25 by 25 is the right kind of goal to have? It's a stretch goal. It's achievable. It's something that all of us working together can have a tremendous impact on. And I heard all kinds of people say that this is a great goal. And I felt particularly good when Dr. Chu says, I'm sure glad it wasn't 25 or 50 by the year 2025, because that's probably not in the cards at this stage. So those of us that are on the initial steering committee, I got to tell you, it was blind, dumb luck. We had no expertise in what we were doing. We sat in a room one day, and Reed Dutchin, I don't know whether you're in here or not, we had this discussion. I remember he brought over some members of the Energy Future Coalition. We said to them, hey, we've got it. We're going to be 25 by 25. They gulped and looked at us like we had lost our marbles. But after some discussion and lunch with them that day and talking about it, they became enthused, and thank God they did, because they've been a tremendous supporter for us. They've kept us on target. They provided funding so that we can do the kinds of things that we're doing. And it's for the three right reasons. You cannot overlook why we're doing this. One is clearly national security. And that is a major task for us today, to continue to support this national security initiative. We can't be dependent at the high level of foreign oil that we're at today. We have to figure out a better way. And I know we've said here over and over that this is not going to eliminate the need. And it's not. And we recognize that. But if we can do the kinds of things that Walmart's doing, and we can do the kinds of things that all of you in this room have leadership capabilities to provide, we can have a dent on that. In fact, I'm confident that we will become less dependent on foreign oil than we are today. So this is clearly one of the great ones. The second one is the economic aspect of this. We can have challenges to the University of Tennessee study, but I'll tell you what, I think they did a great job. They set the right kind of standard for us to think about. $700 billion a year industry with 5 million jobs, most of them in rural America, that's something for us to work towards. I'll tell you what, I know most of you think I'm over 80 years old. I'm a little bit over 60. But I have never seen anything that has the potential to reinvigorate rural communities and rural agriculture than this type of a project. It's jobs, good jobs in rural America, where lots of people want to live, and unfortunately, many of our young people that have an ag background do not have an opportunity to do that. Now we can have some good, sound jobs for those people. And the third leg that's critically important is the environmental aspect. We've talked over and over about how critically and how interlinked these two elements are, and there's no question they are interlinked. We heard what Walmart's doing in terms of greenhouse gas emissions and all the other things that we've talked about during this meeting. There's no question we can have a very positive impact on this new climate issue that we're going to have to work on, the carbon economy that we're going to be in. This really fits well with the renewable energy aspect. So it's a great goal. It's got the right kinds of reasons for us to be pursuing it. Now, I want to end this thing with the challenges as we leave here. Those of you that know me know that I have a very simple mind. So I'm going to put this in three A's. I want you to remember what the three A's are that I think are important for us to go out of here working on. Number one is we need to continue to maintain the alliance we have and expand this alliance. The diverse interest groups that we have talking about these issues and trying to sort out how can we make it work is the real strength that we have. It's you talking about how do we get there. And I contend it's not going to be done at the national level or at the summits. It's going to be done in your local areas. I encourage you to go home with that kind of a thought pattern. How do I get this same kind of approach going in my area? How do I get my state, my region, whatever it may be, to continue to build on this alliance? Bring in people that have a different background, a different thought pattern, and sit down and talk through how do we achieve those three objectives that I've talked about and get this 25 by 25 vision into a reality. There is absolutely no question that it won't happen unless we do it at the local level, because that's where the business is done. I was so happy to hear Charles say, this won't be done in Washington, D.C. It'll be done out in the land, and that's what we're about. We're out in the land. That's where we're from, and that's what we're driving for. So I encourage you to continue to expand your alliances, invite people in, even if it's people in the past you thought, I don't think I have a lot in common with them. They're not the kind of people I've worked with in the past. I encourage you to bring them in on this one, because this can be a very uniting thing for us as we continue to drive for more and more renewable energy. The second A, advocacy. That's what we're all about. We want to position ourselves to make good and sure that all of America understands the value and the reason for renewable energy. It must be facts-based, it must be unbiased, and we must continue to develop that message. I want to see a show of hands. How many of you, within the last 2 months, has read an article on renewable energy that was absolutely full of errors? You know there were things in there that were wrong. Let's see the hands. Isn't that a shame? Nearly everybody in this room put their hand up that the information they read in the papers or the information they hear is not correct. Right here's a group of people that need to make good and sure that we get the facts out in front of them. And one of the things that we're going to be working on very aggressively this year is to develop what we're going to call the Renewable Energy Institute. With support from the corporations, we're anticipating putting together a few scientists and some good communications people that will look at the information that's coming out of the research and determine, is it fair, is it accurate, is it the right kind of thing? And we hope to build a reputation, build on your reputation really, that we can be an unbiased source of information to try to set the record straight in many cases. As we work with several of our corporate partners, they have described it, we would like for you people to be the equivalent of the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. When you say that's what it is, people will believe it. And so we're going to be calling on many of you to help us, to bring in the corporate world. That's one of the areas that we need to expand our alliance in, is to bring in more and more people that have an opportunity to influence the business community in regards to what we're doing in this area of renewable energy. And the last A is administration. Now you may say, what in the world is he talking about? Well, for those of you that haven't been watching, we are in the midst of a presidential election. Now some of you may not have had the opportunity to see some of these things on TV talking about, no matter which party you're with, we are going to have a change in administration. And we're going to have a challenge to make good and sure, no matter what you believe, no matter who's elected, that we keep this issue of renewable energy on the forefront. It's not only the president, it's both houses of Congress. We're going to see changes there. And we're going to have to make good and sure that we set the record straight, that we provide the right kind of information, and that we keep a focus on renewable energy. Because most of us in this room remember in the 70s we were going to do this. And it went away. Prices of oil went down was the primary driver. But I can tell you, it'll go away again if we don't keep our focus on it. We absolutely must work on it. We must tell all of our elected officials at not only the national level, but the state and your regional levels, how critically important this issue of renewable energy is and what it can do not only for us as individuals, but the total economy and this total nation. So if you leave here, I hope you remember the three A's: alliance, advocacy, and helping the new administration, whoever they may be. We've got a challenge there, but I look around this room at the group, I'm convinced that we can do it. With that, I hope you've enjoyed this summit. I wish all of you a safe trip home, and thanks once again for your participation. Good luck, and we look forward to seeing you in the near future.